Lakeland. Teens from Frog Lake and Saddle Lake will be representing Canada internationally following the conclusion of the National Miss Teen Canada Globed 2022-23 beauty pageant in Toronto. Ariana Heaven Faithful said she felt a crazy rush of adrenaline after being named the new Miss Teen Canada Globe. For Faithful, donning the crown means she has a platform to talk about Indigenous topics that are not talked about enough, and to be able to advocate for my people. Faithful was inspired after one of her cousins joined a beauty pageant, which boosted her confidence. It made Faithful decide to enter herself. In addition, she said many Indigenous women are now competing in beauty pageants, which helped motivate her to become an Indigenous representation in the pageant world. Going into the pageant, she admitted having lower confidence as a very shy person herself. But she left with newfound confidence, and even my family said that after being there, they saw so much growth. Faithful wants to become a source of inspiration for Indigenous youths. She said many youths in the Indigenous community lack hope, or they think there's nothing you can do. The world is big, and there are lots of different opportunities out there, she said. So, I kind of want to show that to them. She adds, you can do so much more than what you think your options are. Being a beauty pageant contestant is not easy, according to Faithful. You don't just go there and smile and wave. It takes discipline. For example, sometimes she lacks sleep keeping up with the demands. Faithful thanked her mother and grandmother, who have supported her throughout her journey, Frog Lake First Nations Chief and Council, as well as the Lakeland Society for Truth and Reconciliation. Faithful will be representing Canada at the Miss Teen Universe 2023 pageant in April in Madrid, Spain. She will also represent Canada in a Miss Teen International 2023 pageant in Delhi, India. According to Faithful, she loves the sense of sisterhood that you get there, where everybody supports and cheers for one another. Miss Teen Canada Charity. Georgia Hunter, from Saddle Lake, also competed at the pageant and echoed Faithful's sentiments. Hunter recalled in the beginning, during an orientation, that she felt very, very scared, but her father was there to provide support. After that, he wasn't allowed, and I didn't want him to leave, I was scared, she admits. Eventually, Hunter began to have fun. I got used to everyone, and after I started talking to everyone, it was very enjoyable and fun, she said. Hunter was crowned Miss Teen Canada Charity. She says she was shocked to receive the title but felt excited. When she looked at the crowd from the stage, she saw her mom and dad, who had a really big smile on their face. So, I would like to make a huge thank you to my dad, my mom, and everyone who supported me throughout my whole journey and going to Toronto to compete, said Hunter, explaining the challenges that came with the competition. With the help and support of her parents, as well as the other contestants, Hunter said she was able to push on. They all helped me, and they believed in me, that made me more confident. As Miss Teen Canada Charity, Hunter will also compete in international pageants with charity components in Bangladesh and El Salvador in 2023. According to information from Miss Canada Globe Productions, MCGP, the nonprofit that organized the national pageant, MCGP focuses on creating confidence in young Canadian women. MCGP focuses on inner beauty and self-love among contestants.